time now for StoryCorps. This project is recording Americans talking about their lives. Today, a story that begins 57 years ago in Indianapolis. Frank Newby was working at a gas station while attending college. Gail Burton was going to nursing school. They met on a triple blind date.
I'd spent all the afternoon of the date sunbathing. I was red as a beet. My hair was a mess, and I really didn't want to go. And as we were walking down the stairs, I saw the three guys sitting there, and I said to my friend, "Look at the hick with no tie. I'll bet I get stuck with him." And I did. We went out, and I knew he didn't have any money. They wanted to stop for a hamburger and a Coke, and he just frankly told me, "I can't afford it." Somehow or other, that seemed honest to me. I said, "Let's just sit in the car and talk." And talk we did. Talked ourselves right into love and marriage. And then I called him, and we decided maybe we wanted to see each other again. But friends from Chicago had come in, and they took me out to lunch. So I stood him up.
I waited longer for her that day than I've ever waited for anybody in my life. I don't think I really was mad. I was disgusted, and I just wrote this girl off. And so I went back to work, worked Monday night, worked Tuesday night, and Wednesday evening, the manager said, "Frank, you've got a telephone call." And in her little girl voice, she started explaining to me, and the sucker that I was, I accepted the apology, and on Friday, I took her out to the farm to meet my mother and dad, and I told Dad Saturday, "If you can find us a minister, we're going to get married tomorrow." And on the honeymoon, we got halfway to Lake Schaefer, and I discovered that I only had $20.
So we honeymooned on $20, and it was fun.
We found a motel for $3 a night. We discovered a beer garden where you get a hamburger and a bottle of beer for, I think, 75 cents. So we lived 3 days and three nights.
On hamburger, beer, and love. And I've never once regretted a three-day courtship.
Gail and Frank Newby at StoryCorps in Las Cruces, New Mexico. They've been married 57 years. Their conversation and all StoryCorps interviews are archived at the Library of Congress. Subscribe to the project's podcast at npr.org.
Support for StoryCorps comes from AT&T, with additional funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.